I guess I realized it when I joined choir in like the eighth grade. Because I was in band before, and my friends were like, oh, you should try out for choir. And, you know, I tried out for choir, and my first year in choir, I really, really enjoyed it. I loved singing for people. I loved having solos and stuff, and the crowd just responding. It was like, it was such a thrill having people get so excited about singing. I was just like, I just love performing, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for, like, the rest of my life. So,
Allison?
I knew I wanted to, I love to sing and perform as soon as the stage fright wore off. Because I realized that if I just went out there and enjoyed myself, it was one moment of fearlessness I could always be sure of. It was just exhilarating.
So there was some stage fright at the beginning?
Yes. I did start pretty early performing, and not with this genre of music that we're working with now, but more with the classical. And, you know, everybody does the all-state choir. And I think I officially marked the stage fright liberation day to eighth grade.
Eighth grade, a pivotal time. Barbara, how about you?
Oh, I came out of the womb singing. I actually made my debut in the pew at the Church of Christ, standing up between my mother and daddy during the sermon. It was during World War II, and there was a very popular song called Bell-Bottom Trousers, Coat of Navy Blue. And a man behind me was giving me gum to sing it during the sermon. And I said, well, Mother, did you whip me? And she said, no, we were laughing because you could sing louder than the preacher could preach. And then I made my first money at the old Mountain Inn Hotel. I sang with my sisters, my older sisters. We did McGuire sisters, Andrew sisters things. And we sang for a pharmaceutical convention. And I sang a solo called Walk, Chicken, Walk, 'cause you're too fat to fly. I was three. I made my first money. Yeah. I've been doing this a long time. I just had my 67th birthday, so I've been, and I've never missed a performance in 64 years. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. Are you ever paid in gum anymore, or have you?
I've never been paid in gum, but I've been paid in lots of other things. Trade-off things.
Sure. This spring's concert is inspired by something that has created a boom.
Oh, it has.
And that's Glee.
Glee. We're doing songs from Glee. And they're really, really fun. The kids are having a blast doing this. And actually, I'm having a blast because it's really fun watching them. So they're doing most of the singing this year, which is just fine with me. It was always my dream that they would do most of the singing, and I would just kind of top it off at the end. So that's what we're doing.
The middle word in Mashburn Scholarship Foundation is scholarship.
Scholarships.
Now, people will go. They'll enjoy themselves. But there's something else going on here.
There is something going on. I got a scholarship where I couldn't have gone to school. I'm a native and lived out in the country, and the Rotary Club made an extra scholarship. They gave a scholarship to the most outstanding boy and girl, of which I was neither. So they made an extra scholarship so I could go to school. We had gone from Springdale High School, we had gone to the Tulsa Opera Festival with a jazz opera that Carol Channing had done off Broadway called Archie Mehitable. It's about a back alley cat and her friend, a cockroach, just really cute. And we had won first place in Tulsa. And so the USO people were there, and they said, we'll buy this girl doing this show for a USO tour of Europe. You guys get her to school. So I had sung every Monday of my life for the Rotary Club since junior high out at the old AQ Chicken House in Springdale. So the Rotary Club made an extra scholarship. I got $100 a semester, which was tuition then, guys.
I was going to say, that wasn't that bad.
Wow. That was tuition. To go to school, pardon me, or I could not have gone to school. So this is my way of giving back. I got to have a great career and travel around the world and have a good time. And I wanted to, after Dr. Mashburn and I got married, I wanted to give back to young singers. Everybody wants a singer when they're married or when they're buried, but nobody wants to send them to school.
Right.
And not just for classical music, but for jazz and blues, which is something they don't get a lot of training in, and kind of pop, which is what we're doing now. So things that they'll use in their future, hopefully.
You know, in this day of auto-tune and amazing things you can do in the studio,
right,
what you're going to be doing on stage, I mean, there's no tricks there. right?
No.
I mean, it's the voice.
You got to bring it.
There is a certain beauty in live performances that I think people will still pay to hear. I know I love going to live performances, and that's why I pay to go see them. You know, you can listen for free on TV to the stuff that's on Glee, but it doesn't have the same quality and that same relationship, and just really with the audience, it doesn't sound the same at all.
Have you noticed, because I'm sure you have friends your age who don't sing, have you noticed that there is more interest because of Glee in vocal performance?
Yeah, actually. I mean, a lot of my friends are really, really into Glee, and they always talk about the different songs they do, and they're like, oh, man, I wish I could sing like that, you know. They get really into it because it's, you know, it's popular, it's on TV, and, you know.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Well, and I don't see it every week, but I'm always interested to see what songs they select, because there are a lot of songs. I don't know if the writers or the producers are about my age, because there are a lot of songs from the late 80s and early 90s.
There are.
And it's interesting to see those different ways that those songs are done.
Because this is before a lot of these, most of these kids were born.
That's fine. I mean, it's me getting into Chuck Berry or Elvis Presley,
right,
or something.
Oh, it's
like
wonderful.
That.
Just like the old, what I call classic jazz and blues. That genre will never die because it was so good. It just... The music is just so meaty. You know, it has a lot of meat on its bones. It's so good. So this is just a fun way for these kids to have fun and get to go to school and get a scholarship.
Singing for your education.
Singing for your education.
April 16th.
April 16th, 7 o'clock, UARC Bowl.
Which is a wonderful venue.
Wonderful venue. It'll be very informal. We'll have desserts and coffee. You get the tickets are $20. You can get them online
at MashburnFoundation.org.
And if you want all-day parking at Underwood's parking deck, for $23, you can have all-day parking. So you could go eat on Dixon Street, come to the concert, go have a drink afterwards or whatever. And they will be having a cash bar. The UARC Bowl does. We don't. So,
right.
But they will have one. So we'll have the desserts and coffee. So we're real excited.
Just like to clarify that the parking is only $3 on extra, not $23 of itself.
Right.
So with the total price of the ticket, it's $20.
I see. So I buy a ticket to the show, and I get all-day parking for a total of $23.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good deal.
And students, if you want to come for $10, you can get one of these beautiful kids in the foundation to sign their name on the back of one of these little Glee cards, and you can get in for $10.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find the cards?
They give them to you.
Okay.
They have to sign them.
Yep, find one of us.
Find one of them. Yeah, you can find them.
Thank all three of you for coming in.
Thank you so
much.
It was a pleasure, as usual.